Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Graham, joined today by Fairbury Police Chief Mark Travis. Good morning.
Good morning, Cynthia.
He came here today to talk about all the work that's going into the Fairbury Police Canine Unit. So he's going to give us a timeline of how it started, what's been happening, and where they're at right now. So go ahead and take this away, Chief.
Thank you, Cynthia. On March 7th, the City Council gave me the go-ahead to start raising funds for a police canine program for Fairbury. So far, we've seen a lot of support. I've been approaching business owners initially. Business owners, I felt like they have a lot invested within their businesses and the community and their employees. I'm also now reaching out to the citizens and residents, not just of Fairbury, but of Forest and the surrounding areas. We're starting this program from the ground up. So our initial goal is to raise $80,000 to $100,000. Our timeline, when the gentleman is going overseas to, he's picking up the dog for, I believe, Bloomington, and one for McLean County, and one for Dwight. He advised us he could pick up Fairbury's as well. So that's our timeline, April 5th. We need to raise this money by, if we don't have 100% of it, that's okay, but we would like to have the majority of it to pull the trigger.
Where are you at right now, just out of curiosity?
Well, the exciting part, just of the people that I've reached out to so far, last week I spoke to about 15 business owners at the Rotary, and I did a free luncheon on Wednesday and invited some business owners, business managers. And so far, as of Friday the 23rd, around 8 a.m., we're just over $25,000. And, you know, not, well, I call them in-kind donations, you know, where people necessarily don't provide, checks or cash. They provide services. Mm-hmm. And I would like to point out there's a company or a business in Fairbury called the Paw Zone, and they do grooming. And, you know, one of the yearly maintenance fees of a canine program, grooming, I think, is very important for these dogs. And the owner of the Paw Zone, Mandy Kemp, has decided to provide grooming services at no cost to the department until the dog retires. Also, Fairbury Vet Clinic is going to be doing the same thing, providing all vet services until the dog retires. And, you know, if these are basic, your basic yearly immunizations, your heart guard, your flea and tick control, stuff like that. Obviously, if there's, you know, an injury or a sickness or a broken bone, we would have to handle that differently.
But still, those are many pieces of the puzzle that make the gears run a little smoother when people do things like that. So I'm sure it's incredibly appreciated.
Yeah, absolutely. The like I said, the initial startup of a canine program, that's the bulk of the money. But you do have yearly maintenance fees. And by having the Fairbury Vet Clinic and by having the Paw Zone donate those services, that's a lot of money. That's, you know, almost $2,000 per year. It's very, very, very well appreciated.
Mm-hmm. So where are we at right now? You said $25,000. What are the future plans to make this happen by the due date or shortly around that time?
So, well, I'm leaving here. After I leave here, I have a meeting with someone. We're going to be getting the kids involved as well. And we're also we're still in the final stages here. We're just waiting to hear if we're trying to, maybe the first week in April, before April 5th, trying to do some sort of like a large presentation, where we can invite residents, of the surrounding area. And, you know, I can do a presentation, tell them what we're doing, our progress thus far, and also invite some area handlers, canine handlers, from other departments and have them put on a full canine demonstration.
Very good. So you're planning this all out, you, your department, other people that are involved, and you're working on fundraising. And we'll get to more information about that in a second. But just so people can understand a little better, why is it important to have a canine unit? We're not a big area, right?
Right.
So, I mean, for people who don't understand, I mean, I might not understand completely. What would you say so people could understand the importance of having a canine unit?
Well, our main objective with this canine program is narcotics. You don't have to speak to too many people to find one or someone that has been affected by the opioid epidemic that we're having in this country. It's not just happening in large towns. It's happening in Pontiac, Fairbury, all over Livingston County. The officers in this county are doing everything they can. We have the Safe Passage Program. Most or all of the officers, I believe, in this county do carry Narcan with them because typically they are the first ones on the scene of an overdose. So they can start administering Narcan prior to EMS gets there. So, you know, we do have an issue within the county and Southeast Livingston County. And I believe a canine program could be a deterrent for these dealers and users. Also, you know, the other goods of a police canine program are, criminal apprehension and, little Johnny gets lost in a cornfield. You can help track him down and, you know, say an elderly person, maybe with dementia, wanders off from Fairview Haven. That dog could assist in locating that person. So there's a lot of benefits to a police canine program.
Very good. So is there anything else you want to tell us about this before we talk about how people can get involved and donate?
Only that, you know, this is something that's very important to me. And the community members that I have spoken to so far and the residents and, the village of Forest as well. It's so supportive. It's amazing the amount of support that I've seen so far and the passion within the residents and business owners. They want this to happen just as much as I do and just as much as my department does. So, you know, it's pretty inspirational to see that. So it's pretty exciting.
Very good. So if people are listening this morning and decide that this is what they want to donate to, how do they do this? Who do they get in touch with and how do they go about doing it?
Well, if they have any questions, about the program, they can call me at the office at 815-692-3347 or they can email me at mtravis@cityoffairbury.com. One of the important things we wanted to do was to make all donations tax deductible. So if you would like to make a donation with a check, we ask you to make it out to Prairie Lands Foundation. In the little memo area of your check, just note Fairbury PD Canine Fund. And you can drop that off of the PD. You can mail it in. Our mailing address is 201 West Locust Street. In February, Illinois, 61739. Like I said, if any further questions beyond that, feel free to give me a call and I'll do my best to help you with any questions.
Very good. Is there anything else you'd like to touch on before you go to your next fundraising meeting today?
I don't think so. I appreciate you inviting me here and I always appreciate coming here.
All right, very good. We've been speaking with Fairbury Police Chief Mark Travis. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Groff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.